So imagine discovering a massive chemical leak in your city's water supply.
Right, yeah. A total nightmare scenario.
Right. And then the corporation responsible just turns around and claims their internal environmental reports are protected trade secrets.
Yeah, which unfortunately happens more than you'd think.
Exactly. But in South Africa, because of a law passed in 2000, no corporate secret can ever override a public safety threat. So today we're doing a deep dive into the official text of the Promotion of Access to Information Act.
Yeah, commonly known as PAIA.
Right, PAIA. Our mission today is to unpack how this landmark legislation fundamentally shifted a whole nation from institutional secrecy to constitutional transparency. And we'll look at how it tries to balance the public's right to know with the need for privacy. Let's get right into it.
So, the text itself explicitly roots everything in the country's history before April 27, 1994.
Right, the end of apartheid.
Exactly. The preamble specifically notes that the previous system of government relied heavily on a secretive and unresponsive culture. I mean, when state institutions operate entirely in the dark without any public oversight, it just creates the structural conditions for the abuse of power.
And human rights violations, obviously.
Right. So mandating transparency wasn't just some administrative update. It was basically engineered as a hard reset for the political culture.
All right, let's unpack this. Opening up state records makes complete sense given that history. But applying this law to the private sector, that feels, like massive legal overreach to me. State agencies serve the public, but a private corporation doesn't have that same constitutional duty. Does this mean every single drawer and closet is just wide open to anyone now?
Well, no.
Yeah.
That friction is exactly what the Act tries to manage. They have distinct rules of engagement. For public bodies, the baseline is that the records belong to the public. Everyone has a fundamental right to state information.
Okay, sure, that tracks.
But for private bodies, you can't just demand internal records because you're curious. The law requires a direct legal nexus.
Wait, so I can't just demand to see a private corporation's trade secrets or like a hospital's health records just to snoop around?
No, definitely not. You actually have to demonstrate that the requested record is required for the exercise or protection of any rights.
Oh, I see. So if a private hospital's negligence harmed you, your constitutional right to bodily integrity gives you the legal lever to force them to hand over their internal health records. You have to prove why you need to look inside.
Exactly. And the Act provides strict grounds for refusal to prevent people from abusing that lever. Institutions actually must refuse requests that infringe on individual privacy or national defense.
Or commercial trade secrets, I'm guessing.
Yeah, commercial trade secrets are protected too.
But wait, that seems like a massive loophole. A corporation could just staple a legitimate trade secret to a document that details, I don't know, fraudulent accounting, stamp the whole thing confidential, and just shut down the inquiry.
They could try, but the Act anticipates that exact tactic. There's this concept called severability.
Severability.
Basically, if a document contains both a protected trade secret and unprotected public information, the institution cannot withhold the entire file. They are legally required to excise the sensitive data and release the remainder.
Oh, wow. So instead of taking an axe to the entire request, the institution has to use a surgical scalpel. Like they surgically remove the legitimate secret and hand over the rest of the evidence.
Yeah, that's the mechanism. But, you know, even with severability, protecting trade secrets up to a point still leaves some room for corporations to hide dangerous activities, especially if the core of the document itself is the protected secret.
Right, which is terrifying.
And that brings us to sections 46 and 70 of the Act, which cover the mandatory disclosure and public interest.
Here's where it gets really interesting. So essentially, you can't use this law to hide a toxic spill or massive fraud.
Exactly. This is the ultimate override. If a record reveals a substantial contravention of the law, or an imminent and serious public safety or environmental risk, it absolutely must be disclosed. Period.
Even if it contains classified government data or highly protected commercial secrets.
Even then.
That's wild. So, like, a chemical formula might be a heavily guarded trade secret, but if that specific formula proves a company is dumping neurotoxins into a river, the public's right to safety completely obliterates the company's right to commercial privacy.
It does, and this public safety override really elevates PAIA from a simple administrative tool into a powerful lever for real accountability. It legally codifies that public safety outweighs commercial or state secrecy.
That is fascinating. And I think even if you don't live in South Africa, PIIS serves as this masterclass blueprint. It shows how citizens can legally force transparency from governments and private corporations alike, framing information as a vital tool for justice rather than just a privilege handed down by the people in power.
Yeah, it forces us to examine the mechanics of transparency anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And whether our own legal frameworks have enough teeth to actually hold power accountable.
Which brings up a critical final point we need to touch on. The Act mandates that citizens actually have to pay access fees for the search and reproduction of these documents.
Right. And you have to navigate specific bureaucratic forms, wait out extended institutional timelines just to get the information in the first place.
Yeah. So here is a thought to leave you with. If exercising a fundamental human right requires time, money, and administrative savvy to actually pull off, is it truly accessible to everyone? Or are we just building a transparent system that only the privileged can afford to look through? Something for you to ponder.